You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff K., public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Nothing happened, right? Welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside James and Chris, my name is Ryan. This is the after-game review for the game against the Vegas Golden Knights and a certain public enemy number one, a brand new public enemy number one. And we'll be talking about that here in just a second. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor. And the Pick 6 option is their latest option that they have. You can use that promo code THPN. Hey, maybe next time you can, you know, go and bet to see if Mark Stone goes on LTIR all of a sudden. We'll have to wait and see here over the next couple of weeks before the playoffs start. But, guys, Mira... And I made this tweet out before we even got into anything here, but Miro Heiskanen gets hurt in a pretty disgusting looking play. Even Stars Media is torn on whether it was intentional. I don't believe it was intentional, but I think it was very negligent in my opinion. And then others are saying it was just an accident. And even though the Stars get the 4-3 win over the Vegas Golden Knights, Wyatt Johnson gets his second career hat trick. He's the first person in Stars history to do something with his hat trick. I wasn't even really listening.
Short-handed overtime win.
Yeah, short-handed goal and overtime in the same game.
But even with the win, it still feels like a loss because we are waiting to hear the news of Miro Heiskanen at this point.
Yeah, that is the worst win I think I've ever witnessed. Like, the worst overtime exciting game ever. It's a dirty play by Mark Stone. I don't think he's intentionally trying to hurt him, but he did something incredibly stupid. Negligence, the right word. The fact that they called 2 minutes for tripping is just incorrect. It's not tripping. Robert Tiffin on Twitter pointed out it's clipping, which is hitting at or below the knee, which is what happened. And if it is clipping, then it should have been a 5-minute major in a game misconduct because it included an injury.
To be fair, I did not know that even existed.
Right. Because this play is so stupid, it should never happen. Yeah, That's why you didn't know it existed, because it never gets called. The ref might have forgot that existed, because it's a stupid play.
I feel like it was intentional. I mean, Mark Stone knows who's handling the puck there. He does get tripped, but you don't get tripped and fall sideways. He dives trying to get the puck. He's never going to reach the puck there. He knows he's not tall enough for that, and he knows who's back. That's what really annoys me.
I'll amend my statement. I think he intentionally hit Miro to keep him from moving the puck and skating up ice with Vegas down a man. I don't think he intentionally injured him, but he was trying to stop him for sure.
Do you believe what he told Jamie Benn apparently was that Hintz actually tripped him and that's what it was?
Yes. Hintz's skate blade touched Mark Stone's shin pad, and then Mark Stone took a stride and then dove into Miro Heiskanen. So, yeah, he technically got touched, but he's also a 200-pound massive human who's been skating his entire life, so that's not going to make him go off balance and fall into Miro, because that's not what happened. He might have been off balance, and then he dove into him.
The other thing is he never has a line to skate to Miro. He doesn't have that line, even if the stick doesn't touch him at all. So he's never going to be able to make good contact. And he dove as a last-ditch effort, and it's a terrible play. It's not a hockey play at all.
That's correct.
This is bad, however you look at it. Not just for the Stars. I mean, let's look at we're talking about the Stars fan perspective specifically, but we're literally weeks away from the first, you know, international tournament anything in years. Yep. And the best defenseman in the world on the Finnish side is now, I don't see how.
Even if he's somehow okay, he's not playing. It doesn't matter.
This is bad for the hockey world just because of the stakes of this right now. And I mean, now Håkanpää too. I don't think Håkanpää's playing either. So that's now two of their top six defensemen for the Finnish national team. But specifically for the Stars, I mean, the reason why Stars fans react the way they do, and for people who are not Stars fans and who may be listening to this, this is the Stars' most important player. Yes, yeah. I understand this is Wyatt Johnston's team, and it's also Robo and Hintz and Otter. Yes, but truly, in all reality, this team is not the same team without Miro Heiskanen. And that is definition of MVP, definition of most important player.
Yeah, and all the Dallas skaters always talk about it. They say Miro's our most important player. They've said it earlier in the season when Miro got ran. They said when Rimpi hit him. They said they're doing that to our most important player. All the skaters said that. So it is understood on the team that he's the best player. And yeah, this is not good for the Stars. It looked horrible. He went off the ice, put no weight on the leg. You watch the replay. It's fully going the wrong direction. I mean, we can speculate as much as we want. We shouldn't. We should wait and see what they actually say. But it looks like it could be worst case scenario.
The other thing that's really bad is the trainer comes on the ice and tries to talk to him for a second. And Miro's like, no, I just got to go. Yeah. To
get me off.
Instantly. Yeah. He knew instantly that it was not right.
I don't see it as speculation in looking at that and saying that Miro is going to be out for a long time.
Well, we thought Tanev at one point last year when his elbow
went
backwards.
Arm went the wrong direction.
Okay. Well, the thing is Miro is not injury prone, but we've seen things like this happen to him before, and he has been hurt.
Worse than even Tanev's thing. I mean, I can't imagine that he's okay. I agree with you.
There's not a chance. There's not a chance in the world that he's going to be okay. And I really don't think it's speculation to say that he's going to be out for at least a month. I truly believe that.
I mean, I would be fine with that.
If there was a month he was going to get hurt, I mean, it's kind of the perfect time because you have the Four Nations to fully try and recover.
And I know we're not really making this about this game in particular, but
we'll switch eventually.
Yeah, eventually. But I mean, so Nate over here talking about it, what does this injury mean for everybody else?
Like, obviously, Harley's your number one defenseman now. I mean, it goes from Miro in circle to Harley in circle.
And that's going to have to happen. But I mean, it's also going to have to be Essa. And Essa is going to have to do what he's been doing. But honestly, guys, I think the one that's really going to have to step up the most, Liam Bischel. This is what he was brought up for, and this is it. I mean, that you can't ask for. I don't want to say for a better opportunity, but you know, when your best defenseman goes down, this is when you need to jump in. This is the opportunity where you need to grab the horns and be like, "I'm not going out of the lineup anymore." And it can't come at a better time when the team and the organization needs you the most, honestly.
Yeah, Bischel's going to be asked to take on a top four role. And I agree. Bischel's going to take a big spot. I think Harley's is going to be even bigger. I mean, his time on ice tonight is 27-20. That is insane. I mean, he's played top defenseman minutes before last season when Miro went out for, I think, a week and a half. But he's going to have to find a whole different level. And it looks like from this game that he really could. So it's gonna take a monumental effort to try and fill the hole that Miro's gonna leave.
He isn't completely untested in this position either. I mean, it happened last season for about 8 games where Miro was out, and he looked pretty good in those 8 games. Now after that, he looked quite gassed. So yes. you might see a little bit of a drop off, but we'll see how good he can be for how long. And really, it's once Miro's out of the lineup, it's scrap and win as many as you can.
And before we shift to the game, this is the exact reason why Jim Neal didn't use the cap space that we technically will have available once we do put Sagan on LTIR. Because let's say it's worst case scenario and Miro's knee is completely demolished and he's not coming back this year, then you have a good option to go and get another defenseman that can play top pair minutes, actually, instead of just rentals like we've been looking at. Now, that's a worst case scenario. I don't think that's going to happen, but you have the ability to move around like that thanks to Neal waiting and not acting early.
The problem is there's not anybody out there that is a top pairing minute guy Seth that Jones. I would be. I know, but
that's who we would get.
That's who you would target. But I mean, what is it going to take to get him out of Chicago?
Nothing.
I disagree with that
contract.
No.
If you take on the whole contract, no retention, you could get him out for very little.
That would be an absolute stupid thing for Neal to do. I mean, I understand that
if Miro's not coming back, then yes.
No, he's got 5 years remaining at $9.5 million.
Who else are you going to get?
Y'all are looking at right now in this just this year. And that's not how Neal
works. I didn't
say
we were going to take him with no retention. I was just saying the only available person who could take on that many minutes is Seth Jones. We got to talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. We can save some of this. Okay. Let's get into. Thank you, Chris. A game was played tonight, despite the injury that happened.
It was a great game. Another one.
Yeah. It was. And that's the sad thing about this is that one, it was played at midnight. It ended at midnight. Yeah. So like a lot of people are asleep. There was a major injury and then Wyatt Johnston gets his second career hat trick. I mean, just emotions, both sides just going nuts. And that's what makes hockey great. That's what makes sports great.
Yeah. So, and just like we talked about last game, we were complaining. Some chatters were complaining about Ropey being on that third line. And I was saying, yeah, he's not going to be on there for very long. As soon as there's a sniff of Dodonov not doing great, he's going to move. Dodonov doesn't have a great first two periods. Ropey's moved up there. And then the last three goals of the game are Ropey to Wyatt, Ropey to Wyatt, Ropey to Wyatt. Game over.
Yep. And really, I think what solidifies the Boer moving hence to that top line is the shorthanded goal. I mean, they looked great on that.
Hey guys, have you tried Pick 6 from DraftKings yet? What are you waiting for? The NFL playoffs are here and time is running out. As the official daily fantasy sports partner of the NFL, DraftKings does fantasy sports like no one else. Pick 6 is super easy to play. Just select two or more players and choose whether they'll have more or less of a stat, like touchdowns, yardage, sacks, and more. It's fun, simple, and you can win big. Best of all, Pick 6 is available in most states, including Missouri, California, Texas, Georgia, and much more. And here's the kicker. DraftKings is making it even sweeter for first-timers. New Pick 6 customers can play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. That's right. Play $5, get $50 in credits to keep the action going. Win more cash with Pick 6. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and use the code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 30 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. That's what I was thinking too, James. I was just like, well, it was a great decision by Pete DeBoer to do that. And I was just like, I mean, they kind of made it for
the players
in all reality, right? Sure. I mean, they kind of went nuclear as well, right? That we see the nuclear option, especially like when in regards to Edmonton when they put Connor and Leon together when they're looking for some extra goals. But I mean, that's what they did tonight, and it paid off. And yeah, I mean, And the other thing that we've been talking about for a long time as well, and it we just don't see it, you know, consistently like we see with Nathan MacKinnon, with Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Cale Makar, all these guys. Wyatt Johnston is an elite player, and he has the ability to take over games. And for some reason, he loves to do it against the Vegas Golden Knights. Great. Continue to do that, because we're probably going to need you in the playoffs, because, I mean, I don't see how we get to the Stanley Cup final without going through Vegas, whether that be in the first, second, or third round.
And Wyatt does get the hat trick tonight, but, I mean, Robe Hintz did so much work on two of those goals. So
that is true.
Cosmetically, Wyatt Johnston was amazing. Hintz made those happen.
Yeah, and two of those goals were the Stars using how Vegas plays against them. Jack Eichel led the Vegas Golden Knights with time on ice. All players. He had more time on ice than Alex Pietrangelo.
In a game they're leading. Eichel
had 23-25 tonight. The first goal, or the first goal from Wyatt, comes on the penalty kill because Jack Eichel and that line was out there for way longer than they should have been. I think they were all out there for like a minute and a half. They were gassed, couldn't get back. Rope and Wyatt score on them. And then in overtime, Jack Eichel's out there, can't break up two passes that go right between his wickets, and Wyatt gets the game winner. So they were able to abuse Jack Eichel for being out there for an insane amount of time.
And it goes to show you how differently they do their time on ice between the two teams. Like with Dallas, they lean very heavily on Miro and Harley a lot lately, actually. He's been 25 plus. So I'm not saying this to be funny or anything, but for the last couple of games, we've seen Harley played 25 plus minutes. So it's almost like it was like an audition for, you know, this to happen to Miro. So Wyatt Johnston is just ridiculous, guys. It just, all three shots were just ridiculous. The first one,
shot was fine. Pretty easy to score when no one's in the net.
I mean, yeah, true.
The second shot was insane.
Yes. The second shot was absolutely insane. And I would also like to point out on the first Wyatt Johnston goal, Roope Hintz wasn't even looking for the shot. That was a purposeful pass off of Hill's pad. Try and say that five times fast. It was a great play, and they were just looking for the rebound on that particular rush chance.
Yep.
So, and Roope Hintz, I mean, he's like, well, I got 20 goals and I've only got like six assists or something like that. Might as well throw three assists on my. Yeah, I got to catch up to Wyatt here. So we'll see how that goes with him continuing on. I do want to bring up Otter for a second, because a couple of things. First things first, the team defense for Dallas was fantastic tonight. Other than like the first, I don't even want to say the first 10 minutes, like the first seven or eight minutes. Yeah, 7 or 8 minutes, right? And then after that, it was legit fantastic. And it allowed Otter to kind of calm down after he looked very shaky off the bat. Yep. And very un-Otter-like, but the save that he made in overtime, that is key. That is and again, this is something that we're starting to see from Ottinger, and we're starting to see a little bit more consistently. And again, for some reason, it's against Vegas. Great. Continue doing that. And it was the save against Orefiev in the game in Dallas. Tonight, it's the save on Shea Theodore.
Yep. Yeah. And it's not
and
just
overshadows,
that.
And overshadows Hill's rather good night, honestly.
He had a fantastic night. Yeah, he did.
All the third period chances that Vegas had too. Vegas had more shots on goal than the Stars did in the third period, because Vegas is so effective at the counterattack. The Stars were going all out. Like you said, they went nuclear on their lines and they were pinching on every chance they got. And that led to some great A chances for Vegas, and Otter turned all those away too. So he had a fantastic turnaround night. I mean, that's really what it was a bounce back from a really rough start. And that's mental toughness.
So we just need to see more of that. And this is why, like, as kind of mediocre as his numbers have been this year, they've been a little lower than what he's had in the past. But especially recently, we've seen those saves that I can only remember I see him doing against Calgary 3 years ago when he was. Yep. I mean, that looked exactly like the Ottinger in the playoffs that we need to have.
What's crazy is these last two games against Vegas, he's been like one of the main reasons why the Stars win, and both times he's under 900 save percentage. So it's getting those key saves at important times that really is making Otter stand out right now.
Yeah, and I can tell you Otter's favorite stat is the wins. He doesn't care much for the goals against or the save
percentage. Second in the league.
All right. The other thing I do want to talk about as well with this game is just the decor in general. And there were some questions earlier, and this kind of ties into it. Who else needs to step up in Miro's absence because he's going to be out? I don't think Nils Lundqvist is healthy. That's just I think it's very educated guess speculation because he had a rough, he didn't have a terrible couple of games, but he had a very un-Nils like couple of games before he's been out for the last three. He's been scratched for
those heavy hitters too.
Yes. And for the most part, he's been very good this year. So it just didn't make any sense why they take him out of the lineup. And again, I was expecting to see him again in the lineup. And just to give him a chance against Vegas to see what he can do against this team, because he got completely throttled and thrashed last year. Maybe he wants a chance of retribution and to show what he can do and show Pete DeBoer that, you know, hey, I can actually handle these guys. I may be one of the smaller defensemen in the D-core, but I can handle it. And he doesn't get that opportunity despite what he's done this year. And he's been really good. He's been getting 16, 17 minutes a night this year. That's why I just don't think, even when he came back after he was hurt for a little while, I don't think he's been 100%.
He's still been practicing though, and we haven't seen anything from practices that would indicate that he's injured or something. I mean, I agree. I'm confused by it. I don't really understand it, but
that's why it has to be. I mean, it really legitimately does not make sense unless
it
they
make
think
sense
he's
to me, but I haven't seen any indication that he's hurt.
Well, and I guess we will know the real answer if we see.
Yeah, we're about to find out.
I mean, who's the next one up, Chris?
Smith.
Yeah, he goes back to being a defenseman.
And he's been so good at forward. I loved him tonight.
I mean, why not just? Well, is Petro still out?
No, Petro's back, but I mean, you saw what happened last game that Petro played in Dallas. It wasn't great.
Still would be better than Dumba, in my opinion. Speaking of Dumba, I'm over it at this point. I truly am.
I don't really care at all anymore. It's just Suter. He's back.
He's worse than Suter. He is worse than Suter. Suter had his good moments, and Suter had really good runs in the playoffs. I mean, I don't even want to give him a chance in the playoffs. He just doesn't do anything well.
I think he's legitimately on the trade block if someone's willing to take his contract. I mean, I think that's 100% on the table.
Yeah. And honestly, it's the second goal that he looks really bad on, where his stick just gets tied up and it's gone out of the equation. The hit isn't really a problem. He tries to throw a hit on Haig, who's driving to the net, but he loses his man completely and his stick isn't able to get to the rebound, and it's just an easy tuck.
In his defense, I think Otter probably wants that goal back a little bit. And
I'm sure
I honestly put more on Matt Duchene on this goal than I do Matt Dumba and Jake Ottinger, because he doesn't stay with his guy. He lets the guy get around him and go straight to the front of the net. And Dumba was already dealing with somebody in the front. Now, should he have had his guy, you know, tied up? Probably, yes, absolutely. I understand that. But it's as much on Duchene, and again, Otter probably wants that one back.
Yeah, it takes multiple people messing up most of the time in this league for a goal to happen. So, I mean, any one of those things can any one of those players can be a little better and it doesn't go in, but I feel like Dumba is just the one that constantly fails.
Dun, 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 dun. Breaking news per Bruce Levine. Oh, officially boy. No update on Miro Heiskanen.
Dang it, James.
No update is bad normally. So,
Pete DeBoer says no update on everything. So, I don't think it means anything, to be honest.
The whole The whole league is like that right now. Let's be honest.
Right. It's so stupid.
It's undisclosed upper body or lower body. That's it. Gee, I wonder what this injury is going to be. It's going to be an upper body injury.
Lower body. Yeah, we don't know exactly what it is, but it's below his waist. We know that.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about Wyatt Johnston. We talked about Robe Hintz. Robo was kind of quiet tonight. Honestly, a little bit. He still played very well, I thought.
I was about to say, he got an assist. I thought he played pretty well on that line.
No, the whole line looked good. It's just the last couple of games, he's just kind of taken a step back, even though he's been one of the most productive – the most productive player in the NHL since Christmas.
He's doing what he always does, and it's quietly pick up points. It's just I don't understand it. I don't think anyone who, like, looks at his point totals at the end of the year will understand it, but he just picks one here and one there.
If you just watched Robo all year and didn't, like, actively add up his points and you had to guess at the end of the season, you'd be off by 30.
and random other stats of the night. This is the Stars' first win going into the second intermission trailing by a goal or more.
First time getting even a point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Bruce Levine did point that out as well. It only took our number one defenseman and our best player. I'm not trying to be negative about all of this, guys, but that is such a huge loss. Like anybody else, and you could probably be okay. Like even Robe Hintz. Like we were okay without Robe Hintz because we had Wyatt Johnston.
Yep.
And as much as I love Thomas Harley, as fantastic as he's been, he's plus 22 on the year, plus 23, or whatever it is. It's still a question mark, just because of how good Miro is.
Yep. And we'll talk all about it tomorrow night.
Thank you, Chris. Anything else?
I don't think so.
The stupid 5-on-3 power play.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Those are the two softest calls to get a five-on-three. Hold on.
The second one, I understand. Because it was a penalty. The first one, that is the worst dive I've ever seen in my life.
The first one's not even close to a penalty. The second one is a penalty if it's 5-on-5. But it's you just gave them a softie, so it's not a penalty.
The thing that annoys me is the diving first, and then after the slashing, the dude is shaking his hand all the way back to the bench.
Come on, dude.
Like, especially in a game where no penalties have been called yet, and beginning of the second, Stars are downhill. They're going hard, getting bunch of chances, and then they get the other team gets one shift in the offensive zone, and bang, bang.
Oh, there is one other thing, and I know we're all mad at Mark Stone. He's not going to get suspended. No. It should have been a game misconduct, but I don't think this is a suspension-worthy play.
No, he's not going to get suspended for it. If there was no stick in his way when he first started falling, he might.
If he doesn't have a good excuse.
Yeah, but he uses that excuse and takes some liberties.
That's just such a dangerous play.
It was a dumb play.
Even if it had been like a Star against who's their top guy, Petrangelo, right? Or Eichel, even worse, Eichel. Okay. I would absolutely call that out. Yes. Well, just like we did when Jamie Benn cross checked Mark Stone in the back. When Vegas went to go win the cup.
That was in the head, actually.
In the head, whatever. It was a dumb, stupid play. It was a dumb, stupid play. And honestly, people say that's what cost the Stars the playoffs.
It's honestly terrible.
Okay.
We're laughing about it because that's the only way we can cope with it.
Yes, we're trying to cope right now. Okay. It's 12:30. Local time, central time. So we need to wrap it up. We have a podcast episode tomorrow. We can get way more into depth about it. The trade deadline has gotten even more interesting with this now. I don't know what to think of this. And some people are already asking, oh, well, who do we go and get? I'm like, I'm not even thinking
about
that
right
now.
You better come back.
Yes. Okay, guys. Thank y'all so much for following along with us live. There's even more of you who are listening afterwards. If you're listening on the audio side, leave us a 5-star review wherever that may be. If you're on YouTube, click like and subscribe. Hit that notification bell. And that is the latest and quickest way you can get episodes immediately, actually. And as a shameless plug, also, if you would go ahead and look at a recent survey we're trying to do, that's on anywhere you can find, basically social media anywhere. We're looking into membership levels and doing like memberships and stuff like that. Everything is going to stay free. There's not going to be anything that's going to be behind a paywall. But we would just appreciate your feedback on that if you would so be so willing to do so. I just realized, do we didn't want to do biggest winner, biggest loser in like 30 seconds?
The biggest winner is Wyatt Johnson because he scored 3 goals.
Biggest James. Winner is Jake Oettinger because he made big save.
I'll give it to Thomas Harley since he played 27 and a half minutes. Those are the two right answers, though. Biggest loser.
The biggest loser is Mark Stone because he's a big stinky head.
The biggest loser is the Stars team because they lost Miro Heiskanen.
Screw Mark Stone. Alongside James and alongside Chris, my name is Ryan. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. We'll be back with you guys again tomorrow night at 9:30 Central Time. We're going to get even more into depth about this. Thank you guys so much, and we will catch you guys on the flip side. Chris, what you got?
This is why Mark Stone is on LTIR this time of year. GG, boys.